He talking about. Can you hear me now? Amen. Good deal. Yeah, don't get too loud now. I might get to hollering here in a minute. You know, you was talking about popcorn a while ago, Pam, but when y'all quit playing that last song, them kids popped up and run out of here, didn't they? I don't guess there's any more left in here that want to go to children's church. No need me telling you that, right? Amen. Good deal. Where's Brother Larry at this morning? Larry, would you like to start us out with a prayer this morning?
Sure. Father God, we thank you for this place this morning. Father, thank you that we live in a temple where we come together and worship your name. And we can ask like a group without you here. You should have any kind of evil coming against us. Father, just ask you to bless the service today. We invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit and invite you to be here. Fill Brother Donnie with your Holy Spirit. Fill all the brothers in the congregation with your Holy Spirit, that we might hear and understand your word and apply it correctly to our lives. So we just ask you to bless the service, this message this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I just want to, those of you saying specials, Teresa and Donald, Clint, appreciate y'all singing this morning. The band, y'all did a fine job this morning. We appreciate it. It kind of sets the mood for the day, gets everybody ramped up and ready to go. Amen. How about that? Everybody have a good week.
Amen.
Huh? Just one person? Ooh, boy, we all here today. Amen. There you go. We all had a good week. You know, sometimes we can have what we think is a bad week, but it always gets better. And it's probably not as bad as we think it is sometimes, you know, because it's just like that song Clint was singing, all your sins was washed away by the blood through grace and mercy. And that is awesome, isn't it? You know, to know that. But why did you get saved? I heard a preacher ask that question this morning. Why did you get saved? To go to heaven? Is that the only reason? No. Something moves you to accept that and to want to serve your God and your Savior, right? And so through doing that, we get to go to heaven, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there by getting to go to heaven. That's great. That's awesome. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you hear people say, well, someday I'm going to heaven. Someday. Yeah, someday you are. Let's get off of that because we know that, right? We know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, then we're forgiven. We've accepted that. We know we're going to heaven. Now let's move on to something else, right? Let's move on to serving God. Let's move on to looking higher. As that song Pam sang, deeper. She get deeper in the word, but we're going higher. We're going to get higher. Let's look at the higher things. Let's stop standing on the earth and looking through the heavens, because we're seated with him right now. He's done accepted us. We're there with him. He's here with us. Let's look from heaven down on this earth and let's change things. Right? Can we do that? Once we realize... That we are someday going, yes, and that is great. But once we realize that there's more to it, there's more here to do, there's more life for us as a Christian than just going to heaven, that's great. That's the cherry on top. But we got so much more to do. There's so much more to receive while we're right here. So let's quit looking up at what we're going to and let's get where we are. Let's start looking from heaven down. Let's start looking from heaven down here where we can make a difference. Because once we all get to heaven, we all going to be happy. We all going to be perfect. We all going to have these fresh bodies. We all going to be good looking. Praise God. That's what I'm looking forward to. But we're not going to be limping and gimping and crying and wallowing around. We're going to be in heaven, and we can have that right here, right now. Amen? Amen. We can't we? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, glory to God. Thank you so much for that. All right? Are y'all ready to start? Because that has nothing to do with my sermon. Has nothing to do with it. Amen. Hey, it does kind of have something to do with it. It's called renewing your mind.
Amen.
Renewing your mind. And I'm going to trip over these cords. Y'all don't laugh when I do. Renewing your mind to thinking on the higher things instead of what you're facing daily here. What you're facing here daily has already been taken care of.
Amen.
Has it not? Why?
Yes.
Why? Because God's out here with us. It's been taken care of. That's why I was saying it's time to move on to bigger and better things and stop worrying about what's going on right here, right now. Okay? Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Let's go to Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. I tell you what, I like 12:1 so much, I'm just going to throw it in for free today. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. How many of you thought you were holy? He's telling us here to present our bodies, right? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. How many of you think you're not acceptable to God? You are. Tells us right here. Acceptable to God. Which is your reasonable service. Now we're going to go to the scripture that's going to start today's lesson. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Renew your mind. You've been forgiven. You're going to heaven. Get off of it and accept what God has already done for us to prove that perfect will for your life. Accept it. Look forward to it. Look down upon it from the heavens. Amen. I tell you what, if y'all can remember this when we get done here today, I might read it to you and I might not. But go to Acts chapter 2 and read the first 10 verses. Okay? And if we have time, I'm going to read it to you today. But if not, after church, read it. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. But what does it mean to renew your mind? What does it mean to renew your mind? Huh? It's to exchange our thoughts, our ideas, our beliefs for what God or the Holy Spirit, for His ways, for His direction. For His past that He has for us. To His thoughts. What does He tell you? My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Think His way. That's changing our whole mind, our way of thinking. Renewing your mind is the way that we think. Renew it. We're not suffering here on earth. You may feel that you are. If you're not saved, if you're not looking to God every day, if you're not trying to follow His path, you may be suffering a little bit, and you shouldn't be. Not if you're a son of Christ. Amen. We've been adopted into that great family. We call Him Daddy. Daddy God, right? You know, Father seems too formal for me sometimes. I'm just an old country boy, and I call my dad Daddy.
Amen.
I used to make fun of him because it sounded like I said Diddy. Hey, where Diddy is? You know, say it fast. But anyway, we've been adopted into that family. He's our dad. Amen. Renewing of your mind to exchange our thoughts and ideals and beliefs for His. His ways, His path, to follow Him. Right? But what will that do for us? Huh? What will that do for us? It's like I read in 12:2, it's going to show us that perfect will. God's path for us. Start thinking higher, His ways. See, our lives cannot and will not change until you change, until I change the way I think, or until the way you think. How many of you remember me talking about the words? The words we speak. We speak it into our life. Amen, do we not? Huh? What did Jesus tell the fig tree? Huh? You're not gonna grow any fruit ever no more. Next day he got there and the tree was dried up, was he not? Huh? Spoke to it, didn't he? That was his mountain that day. See, that fig tree was bloomed, and when he seen it, he thought, man, that's great. I'm hungry. Fig tree is bloomed. I'm gonna give you some figs. He gets there, and the tree didn't produce no figs, so he just said, you'll never produce fruit again. Amen. That's what happened. Right? Spoke to it. The words we speak. Oh, man. My old allergies are going to be killing me today. Yeah, probably right. You speak it into your life. But where does them words come from? They come from your thoughts. Right? Amen? Thoughts. Thoughts often, too often, control our lives. You may say one thing, but what you're thinking is what's going to happen. Amen? I mean, I can stand up here all day long and I can tell you to put your hands on your back and speak to that back and tell it to be healed in the name of Jesus. And whatever you're saying, but what you're thinking is this really ain't going to work. And as long as you're thinking that, it ain't going to work. We got to renew our minds. We got to renew the way we think. We got to renew the way we think. Romans 8. See, our thoughts control our actions. Y'all go ahead and go to Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 5 and 6. But we get what we put our minds to. How many of you parents ever told you that? Amen. If you want it, put your mind to it and get it. So what do you think? I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. This is what I got to do to get here. This is what I got to do to get that. This is what I got to do. You don't think failure, do you? Huh? What happens? If you think failure, you're going to fail, right? Amen?
Amen.
8, 5, and 6. 8, 5, and 6. Verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh, pay attention now. What's it say? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Right? But, what I tell y'all about buts? I like them buts in here, boy. Them buts mean something good's fixing to come. Right? But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Right? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If you live according to the Spirit, you're setting your minds on the things of the Spirit. That's what I just talked about a while ago. It's a new way of thinking, setting what we think to what God's ways, the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's to replace our ideals. See, mentality. It's a mentality thing. It's all mental. It's all mental. It's all mentality. Mentality is the capacity to hold or think. Amen? So we've got to change our ways. The way we think, the way we talk, the way we act. Amen? Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. Were we all dead before we got saved?
Amen.
Yes, we were. Carnally, we were dead. We weren't going nowhere. We was going to die one time and be done with it. We were dead. Because we were what? Before we got saved, we were carnally minded. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and what? Peace. It's life. It's peace. There's no reason for us to lose our peace. Amen? But I mean, it's here. Change the way we think. Change what we think on. It just tells us right here what we set our minds to. Amen. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds. Set your mind. Renew it. You've been saved by grace. We are His workmanship. We're not just something He crafted. We are His workmanship to do something good. Amen. He's got us set and ready to go. He's already adopted us into the family. How does the devil work? Huh? How does the devil work? Through your thought. He whispers in your ear right here, doesn't he? Not, I mean, physically, he's not right here whispering in my ear. But he puts them thoughts of failure. He puts them thoughts of despair. He puts them thoughts of, I ain't worthy. Or I can't. Or I won't. Or what's really bad is when he tells you all them prayers you're praying, what good's it done to you? Because it ain't nothing changed in your life. And you start believing that. You start believing that. Folks, prayers are answered every day. And if you believe that, they're going to continue to be answered. And when you quit believing that God's going to answer your prayers, He may answer it, but you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. I prayed the other day. We had a water leak in our foundation. Right outside our foundation of our house last year. Didn't know where the water was coming from. Finally got it fixed. Here about 4 months ago, water bill spiked up about $75. It usually runs about $30. And I looked and looked and looked. It's hard to find a leak when it's wet outside because of all the rain. So just that time it dried enough for me to look for a leak, it rained again. Long story short, I prayed. God, I don't need a leak in my foundation. I've got enough troubles with it as it is. I don't need a leak in the foundation. I need a leak to be outside where I can fix it. And I'm going to believe that. I believed it. And then I went outside and I spoke to that water out there and I said, look, I know there's a leak here somewhere, but you're going to be outside where I can fix it. And I'm going to claim it in Jesus' name, amen, and went on. So I got to looking out by the highway, by the road, old road, big water hole out there. And water stands out there all the time. I didn't think nothing about it. Well, finally it dried up enough. My yard was dry, but that water hole was still out there by the road. I called the water service. They come out and he said, yeah, I'm at the bottom of your meter rotted out. We've been having trouble with that. He said, I'll come fix it. They come and placed a little old seal on that water meter. And that fixed the leak. See, it was leaking off the meter going to my house, causing my water bill to go up. But glory to God that it wasn't in my foundation, that it was outside where I could get to it. And he blessed me enough that I didn't even have to dig it up and fix it myself. Now, I'm telling you, it's a new way of thinking. I could have marveled and groveled and groaned and whined and dug and looked and all that for that. And I could have dug that water meter up. And I could have replaced that seal on my side, but that wasn't my job to do. My daddy said, let me take care of it. It's a new way of thinking. It's better. God is providing every day. Every day. We got to renew our minds on what He has set for us. Amen. Huh? Amen. The devil works how? Through our mind. He's the one that puts them thoughts in our head. Do not conform to that. Do not be conformed to the world. The devil has been defeated. He's going to bruise his heel when he snaps his skull. Amen? Huh? He's been defeated. And when we can grasp a hold of that and to know that he has been defeated for us, and all we got to do is tell him to shut up, leave us alone, get on out of here. That's when it's going to change. That's when he puts them fiery darts and thoughts in your head that you're going to be able to say, no, get out of here. I'm better than that. I'm sitting at the throne of God right now. He's got a place for me. It's better than that. Let's go to Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Verses 1 and 2. This right here is going to kind of explain what I talked about. You know, I tell you, it's a mentality thing. It's all mental. It's a mentality thing. What's the definition of mentality? It's mental power or capacity. It's a mode of thinking, or it's a way of thought. Our mentality is a way of thought, you know. So keep that in mind as I read this to you. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God." What does it tell you to do? Set your mind where? On things of above. Don't set your mind here. Set your mind on things from above. Amen. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. I want to keep reading. "For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Amen. Appear with him in glory. "Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience." We're not disobedient, are we? Put those things to rest. Don't let them bother you. You're not doing them now. You might have done them in the past. I know I did, but I don't let that bother me. Now I kind of chuckle about it. Man, how screwed up was I way back when? But I've been forgiven of that, and the devil can tell me that I used to do that, and God didn't like it, and he's right, but I don't have to worry about it now because I've been forgiven of it. I'm thinking about better things. Better things to come. Streets of gold. Honey. Man. No summer. No winter. No rain. No fog. No snow. Perfect. It's going to be perfect. And it can be just like that here. Your life can be perfect right here on earth if you start setting your minds, if we start setting our minds on things above. Amen? Look, we set our minds on defeat, you're going to be defeated. Hands down. You set your mind on success, you're going to be successful. I don't care what the devil tells you. Because the more successful you start being, the more prayers that you start seeing answered, the more the devil's going to come at you. And the more that he comes at you, eventually he's going to break you down. Right? No, he's not. He's going to try, but he ain't going to do it. Because we're renewing the way we think. We're thinking on what we know. And we know that it's better. We know we're better off today than we was yesterday or the day before. Life is based on our thoughts and our words. Both should line with the word of God. Amen? Should they not? Huh? Should they align with that? What's God's word tell us? Huh? You got it all. You've got it all. It's all been provided. Everything you need to live a godly life has been provided. Believe it, receive it. Accept it, get it, grab on to it. See, tighten that screw up, don't it? Look, God wants us to do what? First and foremost, what's he want us to do? He wants us to serve him, right? He wants us to accept his son. We've accepted his son. He wants us to serve him. We need to serve him. Then what's he want? Once we start serving him, he wants us to think in line with his word. Because his word will deliver you. It will free you from what you're bound by here on this earth. There's no reason to be bound up by anything. No reason. We've been set free. We need to meditate on his word. Meditate on his word. All day, all night. Meditate on it. What does Philippians 4:8 say? Huh? It says meditate on his word day and night, right? Meditate on it. Meditate on his word. Hey, as I said earlier, Jesus is on the inside of us. He's living inside of us. We're a new creation. And what we need to renew is our mind. Our bodies are new. Our spirit is new. Amen? Our spirit is new. Let's go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read a little bit on what that means to you. Ephesians 4 verses 21. Everybody there? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what. Let me start with 20. Now I'll chart 21. If indeed you have heard him, have you heard him? And have been taught by him, have you been taught? Yes. And as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23. And be what? Renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which God created, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. What does that mean to you? Put off the old things. We're new. We're new. If your heart was broke, if your heart was sick, if your heart wasn't right, if it was hardened, he didn't just go in and fix it. How many of you have heard somebody say, man, I got saved, God fixed me? Huh? He did more than just fix you. He remade you. You are new. It is not a replaced heart. It is a new heart. Amen? Y'all get that? It is not a repaired spirit. It is a new spirit. A better spirit. A comforter. Huh? A friend. A helper. You are new. You do not have rebuilt parts in you. Amen? You are new. New. Says it right there. New. Does it not? Set our minds on things above, on his word and his ways. Not earthly things. Not earthly things. Don't worry about things on the earth. You know, hey, if you ask God to bless you each and every day and to provide, and you give thanks to the meals that you're eating, and you give thanks for the job that you have and the money that you make, to give back to him, his part. If you give him thanks for all that, then you don't have to worry about where your job's going. You don't have to worry about where your family's going. You pray for your family, you don't have to worry about where they're going. You know God's going to take care of them. Don't worry about that. Hey, thank you, Father, for my family and keeping us safe. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my truck. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. All things are going bad at work, God. I need some help. Hey, thank you for the job you got. He's going to take care of you. If you follow God's path, you're in the job you're supposed to have anyway. If you follow God's path, you've got the wife you're supposed to have. If you follow God's path, you've got the husband you're supposed to have. Right? It's a new way of thinking. God provides everything. Your house, your love, your money, your job, your cars, your dogs, your cats. He's providing it. Set your mind on things in heaven, the better things. Amen? Let's look down here and change the things on this place. That should have been heaven on earth. It should have been heaven right here. This should have been paradise. And we screwed that up. But we're beyond all that now. Amen? I'm going to go on and read Ephesians 25. It says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. God, oh, amen. Is that not great? He's telling us, don't give place to him. Do not give place to him. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give who is needed. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. It's a new way of thinking, folks. Listen to this. It's a new way of the way we act, the words we speak. It's our thoughts. It's what we protrude out of our mouth. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Our word edifies. You should be getting edified this morning. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. We have a covenant with Jesus Christ. We are the new covenant. We are washed by His blood. Through grace and mercy, we have been saved. If I talk ugly to my brother in Christ, I'm also talking ugly to God, am I not? If I treat you wrong, I'm treating God wrong.
Amen.
Amen. And for those that don't know, Christ, that haven't accepted that, and if I treat them wrong, or have a hard heart towards them, I'm grieving the Holy Spirit, because it's my job as a Christian to tell them about that, to tell them about God, to change their life, to make a difference. Renewing of your mind. Speak those things you want. Think the way you want it to be. Amen? Amen. I'm going to read Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 to you. I love it. I can't help it. I'm not going to let you read it. I'm going to read it to you. And y'all read it when you get home. That'd be good too, but I'm going to read it right now. It says, then after 14 years I went up again. Ooh, Lord, that's the wrong one. Let me flip over here. Here we go. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, and you, that's me and you, He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. We used to do that. We used to fulfill that. We used to live according to the flesh and to our mind. We used to fall into that. I mean, it tells us right here that we've done that. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We were children of that. It just come natural. It just come natural to us. But God, what's coming next? Huh? Something good, right? Something good. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with us, He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together. Y'all remember me talking about we need to be in heaven looking down? What's this verse right here say? What's this next line say? And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ. His riches. He's going to show them to us. They're right here. Up there, look down on them for what He has for us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His. Stop right there. What did I just say? For we are His. You remember that. We belong to God. He bought and paid for us with the blood of His Son. Amen. He has redeemed us. We are His. Not only are we His, but we are His workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We should walk in them. He's got them laid out for us. And if you're thinking of earthly things and lewdness and lust and all that, you're not thinking God's way. You're not thinking the higher thoughts. Think on what God has for us. Go to it. Follow it. Find it. Enjoy it. Roll around in it. Amen. It is great. Band, y'all want to come up and play a little bit? It's great to know that we are going to heaven. But there's so much more to offer here on earth. We have so much as believers to give those that don't. Amen. To stand up for God. To defend Him, because He defends us every day. It's a new way of thinking. We've got to renew our minds, just like He told us in Romans. It's a new way of thinking. I am worth it. I am good. I am capable. I am worthy of what God has for me. You don't let anybody tell you any different. From 8 to 18 to 80, you are worthy. Today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next, and the next, and the next. We were saved by a higher power. I'll tell you today, there is a heaven. And if you accepted it, we're going. And if you hadn't, there is a hell. And you're going. It's your choice. It is your choice. Right here, right now, today. If you do not know, if you have not accepted, there is a place for you. It is hell. And it is hot. It will burn up everything. Nothing will survive it. It will be a lifetime, an eternity of torment. It's your choice. God gives us a choice. He doesn't bring anybody to heaven, and He doesn't send anybody to hell. Free will. The day He saved us, we had free will. It's our choice to accept it. It's our choice to deny it. It's your choice to receive what He has for us. It is your choice not to receive. It is your choice to think carnally, or it is your choice to think heavenly. He wants us to think heavenly. He wants us to renew our minds. He wants us to renew our thoughts. Amen. Everybody stand up. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. If you need prayer, come down. If you need a healing, come see me. If you need a blessing, come see me. If you just want to come down here and kneel down and pray on your own, come down, kneel down, and pray on your own. That's fine too. If you want to stand with your hands raised and pray in your chair, that's fine too. Amen. If you want to say that prayer this morning, come see me and I'll stand with you. I'll lead you through that. Took my